Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. My name is Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And we are here talking about the movies in the theater.
That is the correct pronunciation.
I believe so. Yeah. Parental Guidance Suggested. And this movie is rated...
I believe PG.
Okay, pretty good. All right, and it is Christopher Robin, starring Obi-Wan Kenobi as...
Ewan McGregor.
As a grown-up... Christopher Robin, and oh bother, Pooh and Eeyore et al. Show up?
Pretty much everybody that your norm in the Hundred Acre Wood are there. Your usual suspects. Mm-hmm.
And then he is confined to a psych ward? Or
No, it doesn't come to that. They may have saved that for the sequel.
Okay.
Though, I mean, they do recognize the preposterous nature of an adult man speaking to his what... You probably presumed were imaginary friends,
mm-hmm.
Or at least like playtime, like made up
right.
adventures, which they acknowledge to a certain degree.
What did Christopher Robin grow up to be?
He's an efficiency expert at a
already. I don't know what that is.
At a luggage.
Ooh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, at a luggage company. Now, he figures out, like, cheaper ways to make luggage, to make it more, like, lighter, to be able to make it cheaper. Like, it's...
More luggagey.
This film draws a lot of parallels from the movie Hook.
Mm-hmm. Where you had Robin Williams
as
Peter Pan, grown-up Peter Pan.
Who is a corporate pillager.
Sure.
Like, he would purchase companies, dissect them, sell them off, like, piece by piece. Not exactly what you saw Peter Pan doing when he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Robin, much in the same way. He is not the imaginative boy, the just happy child.
Does he wear shorts a lot?
No, I think he has on a very smart tweed suit.
Ew.
Most of the time.
Didn't imagine that at all.
He also has a family, much like Hook, with a wife and a child that, to a certain degree, resent him because of the amount of time
he spends away.
Yes.
It does sound like Hook.
I'm just saying, like, somebody must have watched Hook before they did this.
So is Julia Roberts Eeyore or something?
No, that would have been some interesting casting. instead, they went with, what's his name? From Everybody Loves Raymond, the older brother.
Oh, yes. Tall guy. He's a stand-up comedian. He's in everything.
Has a very deep voice.
Yes, that guy. He's real good.
He is the voice of Eeyore and honestly has some of the best one-liners.
Why can't I remember? Brad Garrett.
Garrett. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand why you wouldn't have just ported over the voice cast from the cartoons into this. Seeing it like, I mean, it's real world Pooh, but like he's still a stuffed... Bear,
mm-hmm.
Jim Cummings is the voice of he's the one that's been Winnie the Pooh since I think like 1987, mm-hmm. 88, something like that. The very familiar voice, Sebastian Cabot, for obvious reasons, is not the voice of Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, honestly, like if you were to have a character just walk off of the page or, walk from a cartoon realm to the real world, they do a very good job of showing that these are very much stuffed animals or mm-hmm. child's playthings, but they move and speak in a way that does not bastardize your memory of Winnie the Pooh from the cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, So the story is he's miserable and they just show up, or well, is he summon them?
Christopher Robin is pretty miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Like his job is not exciting. Like there's some stuff they set up at the very beginning of the film, but like his life is not exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Pooh has lost all of his friends in the Hundred Acre Wood, and Pooh, as they actually reference in the film, is not a smart bear.
Yeah.
So he ends up going into the real world, not necessarily looking for Christopher Robin, but searching for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by chance or fate, because I don't know precisely how the doorway to the Hundred Acre, let's call it a Narnia door.
Okay.
It puts him in very close proximity to Christopher Robin.
Mm-hmm.
So Pooh spends some time with Christopher Robin in the real world, and Ewan McGregor's character is very confused about how what he's pretty sure was a made-up plaything mm-hmm. that he had as a child is now in the real world and can definitely talk. I think for a little while he's maybe concerned that stress at work has finally got to him and he's snapped.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, like, he finds a way to take Pooh back to the Hundred Acre Wood so that he can help them, help him find, you know, Rabbit, Eeyore, Piglet.
And in doing
Piglet.
So, he finds himself.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's the film does not go far, far outside of the trope. Again, it's a whole lot like Hook.
Yeah.
It like a lower budget Hook, mind you, but. There, every turn in this film, I was just like, well, that's kind of like Hook. Which, I mean, to be fair, is probably the best Peter Pan movie that's ever been made.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're going to ape something, ape the best. The film does have some genuine emotional moments
mm-hmm.
to it, though. I was never... Winnie the Pooh was not a staple of my childhood. Like, I saw it. I enjoyed it. But there are going to be adults that go to see this movie, and it is going to hit them in just the right way. Much like the kids that were young, very young, when they saw the first Toy Story. And by the time Toy Story 3 rolls around to Andy going off into college, I promise you, that tugged a heartstring that they didn't know they had.
Toy Story 3 is brutal.
It's and this film, like I said, I didn't have that personal connection with Toy Story because I was 15 when it came out, and I didn't grow up necessarily just watching and consuming everything Winnie the Pooh. But if you were at the proper age, or this was something that was very much a staple of it, like, I got a little choked up, and like I said, I wasn't that encapsulated with Winnie the Pooh. Mm-hmm. But the film does a very good job of. Humanize, is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Of humanizing what's essentially like an old man and his stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
What a concept that sounds remarkably stupid when I just say it out loud like
correct.
That. Mark Forrester, who, if I'm remembering correctly, also did Quantum of Solace and World War Z, is the direct. Yeah, he's probably the only guy to have directed a zombie movie, a Bond movie. And a Winnie the Pooh movie. I don't think anybody else... I'm going to have to Google it to
wow.
make sure.
Interesting.
But he's in some rarefied air right there. Forrester is a talented director.
Worth seeing, in your opinion?
Yeah. Even, like I said, I'm not a Winnie the Pooh, like, just completionist. Now, one of my children is. And when he is old enough, I am going to let this...
destroy him
yes.
emotionally.
Yes.
Nice.
But it's that good kind. Like, it's the part. It acknowledges that, like, being an adult is hard, and, like, revisiting your childhood, even if you go back, you try to do that, it's not the same as when you did it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing wrong with maintaining a certain part of your childhood that also lets you maintain your humanity when the world tries to crush you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did understand that aspect of the movie. Just understand. Being an adult isn't fun. Like, a lot of the time. I mean, sometimes you get those momentary, like, bits of whatever that you're just like, okay, this is all right. But, you know, like, the just constant, like, stress.
Soul-crushing life.
Yes. Sometimes being an adult is a little soul-crushing.
Yeah, it is.
But, and this film acknowledges that, but it doesn't do so without giving you a wink and a certain amount of, not a solution for it. But mm-hmm. just acknowledging that, like, all is not lost. It's really kind of a beautiful, like, little poem mm-hmm. of a film.
Oh, that sounds nice. Well, the trailer, I wanted to see it because of the trailer, and because it looked, I just liked the way it looked.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this film, it really does look like these characters have just walked off the pages of these books, or have just been transported from the Winnie the Pooh cartoons of the, what is it, early 70s, late mm-hmm. 60s, something like that. It keep, like, at no point does Pooh get a snowboard and sunglasses. And, like, there's nothing that just made me, like, what was it? Was it Yogi Bear? Like,
no, I'm thinking of when Homer Simpson got a voiceover.
Poochie. They do not, yes, they yeah. do not pooch this. Like, the characters, even though this is not a story based on any pre-existing mm-hmm. Book, it is still very honest to the materials, and I never felt like the characters were being made to do things that I didn't think that they would be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, no one's snowboarding. Nobody has a backwards head. Like, Tigger doesn't have a goatee. Oh, Tigger has the original voice.
Oh,
like
good.
As well. There's even a joke. Like, and I tell you that Eeyore has some of the best one, like, because he is so angry and depressed at everything. All he does is just throw shade. Like, Tigger is introducing himself to a character in the movie. And they're like, Tigger? What's a Tigger? And he's like, Tigger, Tigger, Tiggers are, their bouncers are made out of spray. Like, and goes into it, and you just hear Eeyore go, please don't do this song. And like, then he bounces into, he goes into the song, he's dancing around, he's
a
like,
wonderful thing about Tiggers.
He's like, he'll do,
Tiggers are wonderful
he'll
things.
Do this at a drop of a hat.
Are made
does this.
The bottoms are made
oh, he does this all the time.
Bouncy, wouncy, trouncy, flouncy.
Like, it just, that's Eeyore the entire movie. Like, somebody, like, when he meets Eeyore, he's like, it's okay, I'm going to drown in the waterfall. You don't have to stop me. And he's like, no, 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 no. Like, it's just the entire, nothing you say to Eeyore pulls him out of that song. And I know people like that. Like, I enjoy that all of the characters in Winnie the Pooh are basically a person you know. Or,
my husband's been called Eeyore for decades.
Or they're an emotion mm-hmm. that you know.
Piglet always kind of bugged me, though.
Oh, dear. We all have that friend.
Grow a set, Piglet, you know? Just...
surprised somebody hadn't made that Piglet into bacon.
I know.
Or Al. Al's the know-it-all.
Yeah.
Tigger is that hyperactive friend that you just want. He's Tom Cruise. They ever do a live action mm-hmm. of this where they're just casting people in it? Tom Cruise is Tigger. Mm-hmm.
I always loved Pooh. I'm trying to think. I just loved Winnie the Pooh. Maybe because I look like him. I don't know. I just loved Winnie the Pooh.
Funny enough, apparently Winnie the Pooh has been banned
in China.
Yes.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Because
you must have heard my show the other day.
The current is it president?
Is leader
Chancellor.
I had the pronunciation down and now I do not. I'd have to look it up. But yes, the gentleman who is the leader of China said
has been unfavorably compared
to Winnie the Pooh. And once you see that, you can never look at him the same way
like
again.
When they do like graffiti or they'll deface mm-hmm. property and they want to do it politically, like they'll paint caricatures of Winnie the Pooh.
Which is hilarious.
Which just...
it's rich.
But apparently, yes, Christopher Robin will not be playing in China. And I'm going to guess that has something to do with it.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I am planning on seeing it. And it does dawn on me, though. Winnie the Pooh was always my favorite of the characters. After that, it was Kanga. Can't explain that. But I always wondered, who was looking after Christopher Robin and why was he allowed to wander the woods?
I think this is more of like a situation where he was actually like in his backyard.
Oh.
Like, I mean, if you look at it from a one perspective, like it may have been a 100-acre wood from his perspective, but it's probably just like his backyard in Sussex. Like, their stuffed animals, but like they can somehow talk.
Well, I always assumed.
I mean, there's also
talk.
Like woozles and like heffalumps, like which are not things.
Are they in the movie?
There might be a heffalump or a woozle.
I got to say, if I was Christopher Robin, I'm a real guy with a real job, and I see a woozle, not Winnie the Pooh, my buddy, but I see a woozle, I got to see a psychiatrist stat.
I think I just keep it to myself. I don't want to go in somewhere and have the possibility of it getting out that I'm just like, listen, we got to keep this on the DL.
Yeah, there are woozles.
There are heffalumps and woozles, and a woozle cornered me the other day. Like, I don't want a white jacket, okay?
And he told me about the Snuffleupagus.
Oh, sir, yes, yeah. Please keep telling me.
And then he made me watch the movie Extinction.
that is the point that they send you to the crazy house.
So, Christopher Robin is certainly worth seeing. I know you're still on a Mission Impossible high. What are we looking at next?
I think our choices get a little bit fewer and far between now.
I must consult the calendar.
I mean, you've got like Teen Titans Go to the Movies. I think The Spy Who Dumped Me.
That's a movie?
Yes. Mission Impossible Fallout. Probably the last big move. That's your kind of your crescendo right there.
Wow. You're right. I have made no movie notes for the rest of the month.
I've been scanning through. I mean, I will see something, but I think we're going to get to a lot of what was the phrase that you and I came up with?
There's so many.
Non-essential.
Oh, yes.
We're
definitely
going to have a lot of non-essential things until, I want to say,
right before Halloween, probably, because Halloween's coming out.
But this is the way it, like, when we're doing this in March or February, like, you don't have the big summer releases. Like, I mean, we got a wealth of stuff this summer. Infinity War, Han Solo, Deadpool 2, Sicario 2. I mean, just every week. There
Mama
was something
Mia 2.
there was something I wanted to see.
I found out why they made a Mamma Mia 2, and it does make sense.
Someone lost a bet.
The first one cost $54 million to make and made globally like $468 million.
None of which was from me.
So when anything that you spend a little bit on and make much
eight
money.
Eight times its budget.
Yeah. You then make another one.
And you keep doing it until they don't make that much money.
Yes.
And then you start doing them as direct to DVD movies.
However, I haven't seen it yet, but I keep reading about it just so I can tell you things. I've read that the second one is better than the first.
I have no
there are timelines. There are timelines.
For that?
There are timelines. And there's a Skarsgård in it.
I'm not
And a Bond.
I'm not going to tell you there's no situation that I won't eventually see Mamma Mia. I'm just saying, like, it really has to be that kind of situation, like Misery, where he finally writes a sequel where Misery isn't dead. Like, I think that's basically what you've got to hobble me. And you have to Annie Wilkes me.
Pretty much. So what else is out there that you have not yet seen?
Teen Titans. I haven't seen Teen Titans yet.
All right.
I haven't seen, what's the other thing I said?
I don't know.
I said something else.
I mean, there are several movies in theaters, but you know, to me, I just turn a blind eye to them. It's like, nah, I'm here for this one.
Yeah. I know what I want to see.
Yes. We Mamma Mia 2 for Adam. That'd be funny. Anyway, so Christopher Robin is certainly worth your time, and now we just re-see everything we've already seen, unfortunately.
Well, actually, a lot of that stuff that you and I covered at the earlier part of the summer, like Infinity,
still there.
Infinity War is a week away. Deadpool 2, I think, is 2 weeks away from coming on to Blu-ray.
Really?
You know, DVD, 4K.
Oh.
I think both of them are actually available digitally. I know Infinity War is digitally available now.
What?
Yeah. You want to iTunes that or Vudu it?
How did
or
I
whatever?
Why?
Movies, any whatever app you like to use to see it digitally, like it is available.
This is how I do my digital watching. I use the Amazon and I don't have it delivered on time, and so I get a dollar here, a dollar there, a dollar here. Oh, all of a sudden I can buy this for $2.
Well, the great thing about it, and sometimes even if you will purchase things online, they will send you the digital earlier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like most of the stuff I do is through Vudu, and like if you've purchased the movie, if you've pre-ordered it, they, as soon as it's available digitally, it's sent to you.
Yeah.
So, like, I think I've got Deadpool 2 in my Vudu now. Like, I will get the physical copy whenever it comes out.
I'm
but
just
I already
shocked
have the,
at myself that I have not. Usually, when I saw the very first Deadpool, that night I pre-ordered it.
Like I said, that Infinity War, Han Solo, and Deadpool 2 are all ones that I've had pre-ordered, maybe not for some time, but I made sure that I was at the forefront of those.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Okay. Well, I'm very excited about this, and I can only wonder what we will see by next week.
It'll be something.
Yeah, it'll be something. It's always something.
And I don't mean that. No, it'll be something.
It'll be something.
Sure will, mister. I mean, it's something. I will literally see something. I don't know if I'll want to see it, but
you will. Anyway, that's it. Go see Christopher Robin. It's at least worth a matinee price, at the very least.
I would not say it was a bother.
Aww. All right, that's it. Parental guidance suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.